Chaps Wilkie, the head wrestling coach with the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as we take a look at a very successful 2020-21 season. Raiders sending a couple of wrestlers down to the state wrestling tournament in Des Moines. And, Coach, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, Coach, I tell you what, you and I were chatting before the interview here, and you threw out some numbers at me at how much the guys that from last year that had come back this year and the improvements that they made from one season to another. And I tell you what, I felt like you guys had a really good year coming into the interview, and after I talked to you before the interview, I realized how much of a good year you guys had.
Yeah, it's definitely something we may not have realized at the start of the year where we were and kind of what we accomplished towards the end of the year until we put the numbers on paper. You know, last year we ended up being able to bring seven guys back from last year's team into the rotation, in the lineup. And those seven guys accounted for 33 wins last year. And then we looked at the records this year, and that 33 bumped all the way up to 148 wins for those seven guys. So for them to be able to do that and just kind of put their nose down and get to work is pretty incredible. And that's definitely the kind of leadership and drive we want to see from our guys. And for them to do that, like I said, is incredible, and we're very pleased with that.
Coach, what do you think led to that success this year and to the turnaround and the increased wins?
You know, it's just, I'll probably throw this word around a lot throughout this interview, but we're young. We are super young. You know, you get a couple guys that come in and start pushing for some spots, pushing for time. They want to do well. It brings everyone along. And so these young guys, they're starting to grow up a little bit right before our eyes, and they're hungry. They've got the drive, and it's good to see them coming and work, and you know, they're all pretty close-knit, tight group, and they push each other, and we have some pretty good battles in the room, and fortunately that's carried over out onto the mat for us this year.
What areas do you feel like you guys improved? Was it on the mat? Was it on your feet? What areas do you feel like? And I know it's probably different for each individual.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely different for everyone. But I think a lot of what we saw was just, especially those guys that came back from last year, you know, their confidence increased tenfold. You know, I think every single one of those guys from last year, they had losing records. And then this year, they're all sitting pretty close to 500 or above it. And so I would say definitely their confidence increased. And, you know, one of the best ways we can do that is get them in and working and going and going and going. And that's kind of what we do. We like to spend a lot of time on our feet in practice. We live by the philosophy from Gable that, you know, if you can take someone down and get away from them, you can win any match. And that's kind of where we spend a lot of time in practice. And I'd say our takedown numbers this year compared to last year with this group were astronomically better. So that's definitely one of the biggest areas we improved on, is getting our takedowns early and often, and just kind of going from there. So definitely an area we want to be good at and need to be good at, and it's something we put an emphasis on going into the season.
Coach, how did you feel like you guys did in duels this year? Most of the time you either had fairly close or a full lineup, so you were doing pretty well there compared to some teams. But did you feel like you guys wrestled the way you wanted to in duels?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty happy with the duel season we had. Granted, we lost a few because of weather here and there, but historically here at ESAC County, this is one of our better duel seasons. We finished the year 14-8, so our winning percentage, if we go by that number, was the highest it's been. So we're happy with that. The thing about duels, and the thing that can coach either loves or hates, is, you know, you get that momentum swing. We definitely saw where that momentum swing kind of bit us in the butt a little bit in some of those duels, but then we saw where it carried us. So, you know, that's one of those things. Those young guys, they're getting a feel for, but, you know, it's one of those things where they're there picking each other up. They're there encouraging each other, and you know, they're there to support each other, and they work together. So me personally, I love duels. I think they're a lot of fun. But like I said, that momentum shift is a big thing, and it's all about how you respond. And I thought, for the most part, we responded pretty well in those situations.
A lot of the tournaments this year went to individual instead of duels. Do you like that transition, and did you like how things went for you guys in those weekend tournaments?
You know, we're actually, as a staff, we've talked about it, and we're starting to favor the dual tournaments more, just because we can, by rule, get more matches in a day, which is something we want our kids to be able to do, go out and compete. And then there's maybe not as much sit-around time, but so we've been looking to add some dual tournaments and things like that. And one of the things we did was go up to Spirit Lake and compete in that one, and that was pretty tough on us. But traditionally, we go to those early season individual tournaments on Saturdays, and some of that's we just got to learn how to navigate with those young guys on, you know, the wait time and when to get up and get going and things like that. But traditionally, you know, individual tournaments are what you're training for, especially towards the end of the year with sectionals, districts, and the state tournament. And ultimately, that's what we're getting ready for with those tournaments. So we felt like, you know, we were pretty pleased with some of our individual results at those tournaments. But we'd like to get some of those numbers up and climb the ladder a little bit, so to speak. So it's definitely something we're going to keep evaluating and do our best to get these guys ready to go and climb the ladder. So we're going to have a healthy mix of the dual tournaments and the individual tournaments in the future. So we'll keep training for both of them.
Coach, with two guys, with Garrett Quirk and both Justin Rupp, now both making the state wrestling tournament this year, probably two guys that you felt like really grew as wrestlers this year, along with those two guys, and you can talk about those two as well, but who are some of the other wrestlers that you felt like really took some steps forward?
Those two, they're our state qualifiers. They definitely became the leaders of the team, and definitely good guys to look at for a powerful example of what you can do when you put your head down and go to work. Some of those other guys, you know, came in and accepted a leadership position, too. I mean, can't say enough about Wyatt Thorpe. He's one of those kids, came out for wrestling last year, and he had a tremendous impact on the team this year, both as a wrestler and as a leader. And, you know, he grew a lot, not only as a wrestler, but as a person. And, you know, we're excited to get him going again next year and see what he can do. Another one that we felt made a lot of progress this year was Garrett Ortner on the light end of things down at 113. Had a really solid year, really got going early with takedowns, and he was one of those guys that, you know, he's a little squirrely sometimes, but when it came down to it, he was there to work. So those two, I would say, were probably some of our biggest turnaround stories this year, besides Garrett and Justin. Their records reflected it, and the amount of work they put in has been really great to see. Another one we'd say had a turnaround year was Chandler Quirk, Garrett's little brother. You know, one of the things we did late in the season was we dropped both the Quirk brothers down a weight, and I think that in itself is a task that they decided they were going to do, and they did it, and I think it benefited both of them. Chandler, you know, he got better as the season went on, and so we were excited about that, and one of those things he's going to keep working, and I think he's going to be fueled by his brother getting to Des Moines, so he's going to want to get to Des Moines. So those are three guys that really stick out.
And Coach, you mentioned earlier how young you are. A couple of freshmen stood out for me. I just want to get your thoughts on them. Braden Burns and Charlie Veit this year. I thought both as freshmen did some nice things.
Yeah, I would say those two. They definitely have the most experience as far as, you know, coming into the program. They've been all over wrestling with their youth experiences and so those two, they've worked well together in the past. Both grew up around Charlie's dad, Tyson, and Tyson used to be our youth coach. So they spent a lot of time in there, and they're dynamic. They can do some really great things on their feet. You know, they're really starting to buy into our system that we like to use. And you know, they're really solid wrestlers, and they both had really good seasons, especially coming in as freshmen. So we're really looking forward to what they can do in the future.
Coach, just some other names that I recognize throughout the season, Tate Lair, Hunter Pash, also Chandra Lair, some guys that saw the mat for you a few times this year.
Yeah, those three, kind of towards the middle of our lineup. Tate Lair is, you know, arguably one of the best technicians in our room. And him and Hutton are always, actually those three are kind of always working together partner-wise, and Tate kind of takes it upon himself to, if they're having trouble with the technique or something, he's right there explaining it to them. And so I think that in itself is a tremendous ability to have as a freshman, especially in the program, and it'll pay off in the end. And then those three together, they have good scraps. They go 1 minute, one of them can be winning. They may win on Tuesday, and then they come in on Wednesday, and then the next one's getting the better of them. So they work together, and they're getting better together. So those three are definitely fun to have around that weight. They compete together. So it's going to help in the long run.
Coach, and I don't want to forget some of your heavier weight guys, too, middle to heavyweights, Carter Shedd, Caden Erpelding, Ethan Bryant, Ryan Zimmerman, and Luke Wright, all guys that I know I had to write some articles about this year and write some results on, so I know those guys were out there doing some good things.
Yeah, unfortunately, Carter Shedd, his season got shut down a little early with an injury and a repair on that. We're hoping to get him back healthy and get him back in school pretty soon, and get him back on the mat when he's able to going into the next season. He's one of those guys that's tall and lanky, and for a guy like me, that's hard to match up with. so we're hoping we get him back and get him rolling. Caden Erpelding, you know, he was one of those guys, anything we asked him to do, he did it. He didn't argue about it. And, you know, we started him the season. He had some baby fat. He doesn't have that anymore. He worked his tail off, and anything we asked him to do, he did it. He dropped down to 160 at one point. I think he started the season above 180. But that baby fat started coming off, and he really didn't have to work all that hard to keep it off. He put his mind to it and did it, and so that was good to see. Ethan Bryant is another one of those guys that, you know, he came in as a sophomore this year and increased his win percentage, and you know, towards the end of the year, we brought him along to, he's about the only one that would be willing to wrestle with Justin Rupp now, so we brought him along down to state tournament, and I think that opened his eyes of the possibilities that could come forward with just a little bit of hard work. So we're hoping he took that opportunity, and we're hoping he's going to use that to his advantage. And then Ryan Zimmerman and Luke Wright on the top end, you know, both freshmen. Luke Wright, dual sport athlete for us. It's incredible. He played basketball and wrestled this year. So it took a lot of communication on our end and his end, and we made it work. And we're very appreciative that he was willing to do that. And I think he had a lot more fun than he thought he would. So, you know, he's a pretty special athlete, and it's hopefully he continues to work and stay on this path, and I think down later in the season, especially towards the districts, he came down to districts with us. He went and watched the state tournament, and I think he saw how exciting it can get. And so we love having him around for that aspect. And Ryan Zimmerman, you know, he's a character. We love having him around. He always keeps the mood light, and he's willing to do anything we ask of him to. So we've got a good group of guys. We really do. We love having them in there, having them work, and never have any problems with them. So.
And, Coach, we certainly can't forget you guys had a nice number of girls out this year, and they had some success as well.
Yes. I wasn't going to let you forget about that. we had three girls, Kirsten Carroll, Olivia Villegas, and Chloe Cornelius. You know, they're all sophomores, and this is all their second year wrestling. They were with us last year, too. We took them all down to the state tournament, I think. You know, and that's tough for us being split between the girls' state tournament and then the Herb Bergen's Invitational. But the great thing about it was we were able to watch their matches. And, you know, Chloe, her last match, man, that's the toughest I've seen her wrestle. We were very happy with how that went. And she continually gets better every day. Then Olivia Villegas, you know, she spent some time in the rankings earlier in this year, won a few matches down at state. She's got a motor that I don't think some of it. She's got probably a better motor than some of our guys have. And she always wants work, always asking what she can do better, and that's really great to see. So I think going into next year, she'll be motivated, especially by Kirsten. So Olivia will be motivated by Kirsten's medal. And I think Kirsten will be too. You know, Kirsten got down to the state tournament and took eighth place, which, you know, she had over 50 girls in her bracket. So that in itself is just a tremendous feat. Place with that many people in your bracket is outstanding. So she spent a lot of time working with her dad over the summer and stuff. And so it's really great to see some of that hard work paying off, and sky's the limit for our girls.
Absolutely, Coach. And I got to ask you, with the girls program, a lot of people pushing to get this sport sanctioned. I think it should be done. How long do you think? Do you think they can get this sanctioned by next year?
I don't know the proper answer to that, because I saw an article today that there is a bill being introduced to the state senate, to the governor's office and everything, pushing that the girls association sanctions it. So I'm hoping it happens. I think it needs to happen. And, you know, the sheer amount of growth that the girls program has had across the state this year and the past few years is tremendous. I think there were over 600 girls, or a number close to that, that were registered for the girls state tournament this year, where last year was in the 400s, and the year before that was, I want to say, down into the 200s. So, I mean, they're experienced a ton of growth, and I think it needs to happen within the next 2 years. So I would say give it 2 years, but that's kind of where I'm at. I'm hoping it's definitely sanctioned by the time our girls are seniors.
Absolutely, Coach. I hope so as well, because I think it's going to be fun watching your girls program and these girls here continue to develop. I think it's going to be fun watching this whole group of young wrestlers, boys and girls, that you have, Coach. I think the future for Raider Wrestling in great shape. Appreciate everything you do for us throughout the season, and appreciate you giving us some time here today.
Yep, no problem. It's always a good time talking to you, and we love giving out the word about Raider Wrestling. So thank you for what you do, and we'll keep in contact.
You bet. Head Coach Chaps Wilkie again with the ESAC Raider Wrestling Program.